1988. I'm Carol Adams, being Mr. William McBride. And the purpose of this interview is for the Archives of America, the collection that is part of the Smithsonian Institution's initiative. Ms. McBride, I'm very glad I'm getting a chance to talk to you formally about some of the things that we've talked about informally in the past. And I think I really want to start us in the middle, and then we can work our way around. I don't think we necessarily have to do this in a real direct chronological way. But to really start us at the heart of the artistic experience in Chicago that people most want to know about, that being the WPA era and the Southside Community Arts Center beginnings, and how a group of enormously talented people got together to start making their art.
Well, that is not very hard to answer, because it started with them just having an art class.
Mm-hmm.
George Neal had an art class, and everybody knew Neal, and he was such a great painter until everybody made that their headquarters. Like, somebody takes the place, some person home is where they all...
Where everybody hangs out.
Hangs out.
Now, where did George Neal offer this class?
He lived at 29th in Vernon,
mm-hmm.
on the second floor. And a friend of mine told me, said, look, you got to meet George Neal. He wants to meet you. And I said, okay, what does Neal do? He said, well, Neal does many things, but he's a great artist. He sings, dances, does all of that, and everybody is crazy about Neal, because
mm-hmm.
he can bring things out in you that you don't know you can do.
Okay.
And that's exactly what Neal did.
You were already painting?
I was designing automobiles.
Okay. Okay.
And I spent 16 years learning how to design automobiles, to make them real.
Mm-hmm.
Cars on the street today are some of the designs that I designed.
Mm-hmm.
I sent 100 cars to General Motors and had to get a lawyer to get my cars back.
Really?
But they sent me a toy kit to make a Victorian
mm-hmm.
coach,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little carriage and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent a letter and said, look, I'm a designer.
Right.
But they didn't want to recognize me because I was young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a boy genius.
So someone had seen your drawings and told George Neal about you?
Yes, that mm-hmm. was Perry Wilson. He was a cartoonist.
Okay.
An artist too. But he did a cartoon called Jimmy Black.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little crow with a top hat on. And he did a lot of things, this
mm-hmm.
little crow.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wilson said, look, I had Jimmy out the other night, and he told Neal that what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So Neal wants to meet you. He was talking about his crow, you know.
Okay.
So that's how I met George Neal. We went out.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I've never seen cars like this. He said, you were in a class with Bell Geddes, Sir Malcolm Campbell, and David Owens.
Mm-hmm.
These were the world's top designers. Now, you know, when you start ringing off them, those kind of names, that meant that I wasn't in no low class in design.
Right.
Because it took me, it was years before I knew what a compass was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, when you design, you're supposed to know what a compass was.
Mm-hmm.
And a French curve.
Okay.
A French curve is not just a curve that the girls in the chorus do. It's a plastic curve.
Right.
That's an old joke, but I had to get that one.
Okay. All right, so Neal knows about you, you hear of him, you start to take the class.
Right.
What kind of class?
Well, we just got together and talked art and everything.
All right.
And
who else was in that?
Well, Joseph Kersey was in that class.
Mm-hmm.
There was Marie Wilson was in that class. And there was Ellsworth Terrence. And there was William McGill. There was a whole nucleus of people in there that loved art.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Gaines was in there. She was the ticket seller for the Vendome Theater.
Okay.
When it was in its prime, when Erskine Tate was there with Louis Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Gaines, we never knew she painted. She came and upset the class with her way.
Really?
You know, sometimes somebody can come in and bring everybody alive.